Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This advocate sent you.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Ivan Meisner is our guest, and our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. His book, I've got the 29% solution, Ivan. Is there one since then?
Networking Like a Pro.
That's it.
Networking and Sex will be 16.
I knew there was one between that one and the next one, which is Business Networking and Sex, quote, in parentheses, not what you think. And so... Ivan, in the previous segment, you were telling us, and by the way, folks, we're going to launch that book on the show in about a month, so look forward. Can they pre-order it right now, Ivan?
Yeah, they can pre-order it at Amazon. It's available on pre-order.
So check it out. Ivan, you were saying in the previous segment that in the surveys that you conducted, you had quite a large sample, if I'm not mistaken.
12,000 people.
How many?
12,000 all over the world.
That is a thermonuclear sample. That's a tectonic plate shifting kind of sample. And folks, in most political polls that people hang their hat on, you know, might have 500 respondents. So this is huge, and it's a global one too, isn't it, Ivan?
It is every populated continent.
Yeah, a global survey. So what it showed was that the online, from a business standpoint, right, we're talking business ROI, from a business standpoint, the online social media, outlets, platforms were subpar compared to face-to-face, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When asked the two questions, what kind of organizations do you belong to and has networking played a role in your success, online networks only had 27% of the respondents say that it's played a role in their success. So about 1 in 4 people said that it's played a role in their success, which is interesting because when you look at referral networks and casual contact networks, you have more like 50% for casual contact networks and 80% for referral networks. So substantially greater. Even professional associations, which aren't about, you know, referral marketing at all,
right,
scored higher than online networks. Even
of course, we have to put the chronology into... and the maturity into play here, into the discussion, Ivan, because, I mean, let's be honest, social media as a practice is less than a handful of years old. Businesses still haven't figured out how to leverage social media as a marketing and an ROI tool, and many of the customers that they could leverage it with aren't really adopting it yet. So in my opinion, even though I agree with I hear what you're saying, it's probably not a bad number, 25%, considering the young age of social media. What do you think?
Well, I think the age certainly is part of it because people don't quite understand what to do with social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get on. One of the things I talked about in the article is that they'll get online, they create thousands of connections, and then they say, you know, now what? I've got a profile page, I have 1,000 connections, what do I do now? And so there's that element of it, and then there's the other element of social media being used as, you know, more for direct selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person who gets on social media is inundated with... read this, buy this, try this, connect with me, my business. And it's overwhelming, I think, to a lot of businesses, and they don't quite know what to do with that. And the real thing that you want to do with that, and we talked about this offline, was build communities. You want to try to build communities.
Yeah, buy this, do this, act this way. I don't think that's going to be a practice that will be a high percentage play. Because in the online world, as I said, as I've told you, Ivan, as my audience has heard me say many times before, the way to build a successful social media, if you and my audience knows I don't even like the term, but to build that kind of an ROI is not going to be by asking people or telling people or blasting things out using social media to get a call to action. It's going to be by nurturing relationships through online communities. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think that will happen, Ivan. And I think that in 5 years you come back and do that same survey, and you're going to have a lot better response from a social media standpoint. What do you think?
I'm inclined to agree with you. I think the time will help with this. I think people still don't understand. You know, they're barely understanding on a face-to-face that what we've talked about is the VCP process, the visibility, credibility, profitability, that it's chronological. It takes time mm-hmm. to go from visibility to credibility and then to profitability. That still applies online. VCP, I believe, applies online. And the whole idea of, we've talked about this on the show, premature solicitation, you know, when somebody mm-hmm. is trying to get business before there's a relationship. It happens online, but it happens at light speed.
Right.
So you have people going to that premature solicitation way too early before there's any kind of relationship. And so it just becomes, a blaring noise.
Isn't it interesting, Ivan, how a person, a consumer, will allow a business to manipulate them through traditional media, will watch a commercial, will read an ad, will have something blaring at them, and will actually consume that information. But then they flip over and go online, and they've got a firewall that comes up if anybody tries to sell them anything. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it kind of makes sense when you realize that that the internet really began without any advertising. I don't know if you remember the old days with CompuServe and Prodigy and whatnot.
Right.
You were able to get on boards and talk to people without any kind of advertising. So now this is being superimposed on it, and people are upset about it.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. Ivan Meiser is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Keep it up. Quench my desire.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.